This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. When wildlife experts meet next week in the Emirate of Qatar, they will be considering how to control the trade in rare animals and plants. The agreement to exercise that control is called the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Most of the world's governments have signed on to it, though not always happily. It protects the kinds of species people especially want, like leopard skins, some kinds of wild ginseng, and of course, ivory. This year, those experts will start a brand new effort to protect some of the most sought-after species in the oceans. NPR's Christopher Joyce has a preview of the meeting.
CITES, as the treaty is called, protects tens of thousands of plants and animals, from orchids to elephants. But fish haven't rated very highly on the CITES list. That's about to change. CITES governments meet every 2 to 3 years, and this time they'll decide whether to list, that is, protect, several marine animals, including giant bluefin tuna and 8 species of sharks. Sue Lieberman of the Pew Environment Group says that's unprecedented.
I am actually encouraged that the governments are really willing to take on these commercial fishing industries and take on, in effect, something that relates to foods. It's not just a curio or something like that. I think it'll be very exciting.
Giant bluefin tuna are the behemoths of the tuna world. They can sell for tens of thousands of dollars each, especially in Japanese sushi markets. Mark Stevens is a tuna expert at the World Wildlife Fund.
They're spectacular animals. They're as big as a horse. They can accelerate as fast as a Porsche. If these were the equivalent land animal, they would have been listed by CITES a long time ago.
Fishing for bluefin in the Atlantic is regulated already by a special fisheries organization, but Stephen says that group repeatedly allows many more fish to be caught than biologists recommend. Now the Atlantic bluefin is down to about 10 or 15% of its historical numbers. Stephen says most people don't know that because the animal itself is essentially invisible.
Hidden under the water and thought of mostly as food rather than wildlife.
So now a lot of countries, including the U.S. and the European Union countries, want to ban international trade in bluefin tuna under CITES, which has more clout than the tuna organization. Europe's support is important since that's where experts say most of the overfishing takes place. Japan, where a lot of bluefin is consumed, opposes the ban. Besides tuna, 8 species of shark are also candidates for some level of protection. Millions of hammerheads, famously known for their bizarrely shaped head, are killed to make shark fin soup. Lieberman from the Pew Environment Group says many smaller island countries support that proposal, too.
They're making a lot of money as a spot for dive tourism, shark tourism, and they don't want all their sharks going in trade and losing the tourism edge.
On land, African elephants are the shark equivalent, a big-ticket tourist attraction. After CITES banned the ivory trade in 1989, elephant numbers rose. But elephant poaching is rising, too. Prices for ivory have skyrocketed, and shipping containers of illegal ivory are being seized all over Asia. Sam Wasser is a biologist at the University of Washington.
All of this has created a situation where we now estimate that between 8 to 10% of the existing elephants are being poached every year.
CITES governments have tried to replace the illegal market by allowing 2 legal sales of ivory since 1999. That's ivory from animals that die naturally or are culled to thin herds. Now, Tanzania and Zambia are asking CITES for a 3rd legal ivory sale. Some conservationists don't want that sale. Sam Wasser uses DNA from the poached ivory to track what part of Africa it comes from, and he says mostly Tanzania and Zambia.
These countries are denying the extent of illegal activity in their country, and the DNA essentially shows, no, this is really where the poaching is going on. You really need to do something about that.
Wasser says legal sales are not the way to do it. Others aren't so sure. Liz McClellan is a biologist with the World Wildlife Fund.
There's always going to be a market, and people will find a way of supplying it. So it's better if it's occasionally, as in the case of the last one-off sale, entirely controlled.
Nonetheless, WWF and other CITES delegations will oppose the request for another one-off ivory sale until there's better evidence that these sales either hinder or encourage poaching, which sets the stage for a wildlife battle next week on land as well as at sea. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.